Father, we thank you that there is reality in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that in this coming year, 2013, his reality will far surpass and outshine all other realities. And as we have sung this morning, that we will long for you more than we long for anything else, knowing that you are the only thing that will really endure. Salvation is only of you. Help and hope are only of you. It's all in you, and you must be our primary focus. Help us indeed to reach for the things that you have made fully available to us and put within our grasp by faith through our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to lay hold of everything you have in store by your grace. We ask it in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. So here we are at the end of another year. You know, there used to be a song, it's Christmas, whatever, and what have you done? And, you know, it's a time to look back and see what we did or didn't do. And, of course, it's a time to look forward. And these days, I think there's a lot of people that they're not sure if they want to look forward, you know. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're looking forward. And in him, we can have a really good year. Amen? We can have a really good year. I was just sitting here thinking, you know, people are superstitious about the number 13. Don't be superstitious. If you're a Christian, do not give the devil that kind of hold on your life. But there are people out there that are superstitious. And these things are so strong and ingrained. Sometimes even believers get tainted by that a little bit. They wouldn't admit it or anything, but they might prefer. I was just reading the other day a blog a lady does out of Cuba, and she said that down there the superstition is so strong that when she was 13, when they would ask her how old she was in jest so they could tease her, she would say 12 plus 1. And I was just thinking, what we ought to do is make ourselves a list of 13 of God's promises and just read them to ourselves every day and say, take that, devil. Because, hey, the Lord is in charge. Amen? The Lord is in charge. And, of course, there's things we can do. And one of the things we're going to talk about today, the Lord will do anything for us. But there's some things the Lord won't do for us. He'll do anything we ask, but there are certain things, like we have to ask. He's not going to do the asking for us. And the other thing is the reaching. He's not going to do the reaching for us. But I think this message came to me the other day when my wife, and I hope she won't mind me telling this, was standing on a chair reaching and couldn't quite reach. We keep a cabinet over the refrigerator, and it's pretty tall. It's one of those double things. And up there is where all the reserves are of the mustard, the ketchup, the mayonnaise, the relish. And when something runs out, you get up on the chair and you reach for the replacement item that you just ran out of. And then you put it on the grocery list so you can have another backup for next time. Isn't my wife efficient? But she couldn't quite reach it, and so this thought of reaching was coming to me later in the day. And the Apostle Paul, of course, talked about that in this passage. And as we come to the end of the year, this is the perfect thing, because he says, you know, I don't assume to have attained it all as yet, but there is this one thing that I do. Forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead. Some translations say pressing, and some say straining toward what is ahead. I pursue as my goal the prize promised by God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus. And so I was just thinking, I wonder individually, what will each of us be reaching for this year? So if you're one of those who likes to have the notes and fill in the blanks and have something to look at later, now would be the time to get that. Let's just talk about reaching, the whole idea of reaching a little bit. Of course, he had something in his sights that he was reaching for, the high calling, which I believe is he wanted You know, then they used to say, be all you can be. It was like an ad for recruitment for the army or whatever. The high calling, meaning I want to fully lay hold of everything that was God's original plan for my life. Have you ever thought that way? And have you ever thought about how much we miss because we're reaching for other stuff? Be careful what you reach for. Eve reached, and our troubles began. And there are people today, right now, including us as believers sometimes, we're reaching, but we're not reaching for the right thing. And we're not reaching for the thing that pleases God. So my hope and desire would be that this year we would be reaching, but be careful what you reach for. And that's another important reason why to be in the Word of God. Because if our focus isn't the Word of God, and if we're not really in the Word of God, we are being bombarded. How many ways are we being bombarded every day? Between TV, phones, internet, all the other. You can't even do a search without seeing a bunch of ads. Am I right? And on my computer screen, they go, beep, 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 beep. And there's all kinds of things being offered us out there to reach for. If we're not really in the Word of God, I'm afraid we'll be reaching for the wrong things. So let's determine before we leave here today. I would like for you at the end, it says, what will you reach for this year between you and the Lord, either today or sometime in the next few days? Write down one item that the Lord would deal you about. Just one. Because if you can do just one, and by God's grace and with His help attain it, isn't that better than writing down five things and not doing any of them? And we'll be that far ahead. But let's talk about reaching a little bit. Reaching has to do with the future. We're not reaching back. And if we are, we're making a bad mistake. Some people want to live in the past, and they're reaching back, and they're digging up all the old memories, all the old hurts, all the old failures. No wonder their attitude is trash today. Did you know that it is a sin to do that? God says, I have forgotten your sins. What's past is past. Forget it. If somebody's offended you, forget it. If somebody's done you wrong, forget it. If somebody's done an injustice to you, forget it. Put it behind you, because until you do, it will have a hold on you. But reaching, ideally, is about the future. It's about what's ahead. Isn't it funny how the Lord equipped us? He even made our elbow and everything to work to reach forward, not to reach backward. Isn't that right? That's how He made us. And that should be a lesson to us right there. Reaching is about the future. Number two, reaching focuses on what is ahead. Reaching focuses on what is out there in front of me. Not what is to my sides, not what is behind me, but what is before me. And that is the whole idea of reaching. And normally when we're reaching, we are facing the thing that we're reaching, and it's focusing on what is ahead. Number three, it involves proactive action on our part. Proactive action on our part. You're sitting at the dinner table. There's turkey, there's mashed potatoes, there's yams, there's dressing, and they pass it. What do you have to do? You have to reach for it. They're not going to just dump it in your plate for you. You're going to have to reach for it. So it involves an action. Reaching is always an action. Reaching, in the parenthetical, is an attitude, but it also requires effort. It's both. Number four, reaching encompasses within itself both the idea of receiving and taking hold of. In other words, someone may be offering you something. Now, some things aren't being offered to us, and we're reaching for them. And that's not necessary. If it's something good and of the Lord, that's not bad. But sometimes people are actually offering us something. But my point is that even if they're offering it to us, I want you to have this. What do you have to do before it's yours? You have to reach for it and take it, even if it's being offered you. How many things are the Lord offering you, and you're so busy and entertained with so many other things, you haven't even figured out yet. He's over here offering you something, and your attention is way out over here. Have you ever done that? I've done that. And again, to be in the Word of God, because that's where we're going to find out what the things are that God is offering us and wants us to have, and then faith is going to be born in our hearts, and we're going to say, I need that. Lord, I need that, and we're going to begin to reach for it. But it encompasses both the idea of receiving and taking hold of. Number five. Reaching to seize, grasp, or receive is done for the purpose of taking possession or ownership. That is why we reach. That's why Eve reached for that fruit. She had figured out in her mind that this was something desirable, something that was going to benefit her, and she wanted it. And so she reached out and she took it. So reaching to seize, grasp, or receive is done for the purpose of taking possession or ownership. That is, for the purpose of acquiring it and making it our own. Now, there are many things that God offers us in His Word. There are many things that God offers us through the Lord Jesus Christ and all of that. But we have got to reach for it. We've got to want it. And we've got to reach for it and take it by faith before it is our possession. We are not all, it all in a sense belongs to us, but we're not all walking in actual possession of everything that the Lord has for us. And that is so much of what Christian growth is about. It's about learning more that the Lord has for us and how that can actually be applied, how that can actually be assimilated, how that can actually in practice. It's our own in the sense that He's deeded it to us, but it would be like if somebody had deeded your rich grandfather had left you a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or a Rolls Royce, but you're leaving it locked up in the barn. And you're not actually taking possession of it and enjoying it. And that's what we do with a lot of the things that the Lord has for us. We're in the car business, we used to call leaving stuff on the table. And we do a lot of that. But reaching is for the purpose that I would own it, and that it would be mine. What is it that the Lord has for you today that you say, Lord, you've seen it in the Word. Maybe you've seen it in another believer. Now, envy is wrong in the sense, if I want what that person has, and I'm going to take it from them and acquire it for myself. But in the Lord's house, that doesn't apply because He has plenty for all of us. I can get my own, thank you very much. And if He's done it for this child of His, you know, if it's a spiritual blessing, then I can have it too. I don't have to take from them. But I've seen it, and I'll say, I want that. I want it to be part of my life. Number six, reaching is essential to acquisition. And we've kind of covered that in a way. You can sit there all day long. You're at the table again. The food is on the plate. You've got a utensil in your hand. What happens if you just sit there like this and just hold the utensil in your hand? Do you get anything? No, it's a form of reaching, isn't it? You're just reaching with a utensil, be it a fork, be it a spoon, but the action, the elbow, and we bring it up here, right? We bring it up here. And then we swallow it, and then it becomes ours and actually becomes part of us. But nothing happens without the reaching. So it's essential. It's just not going to happen without the reaching. Number seven, reaching is born of desire. Have you ever seen somebody do this? That's not reaching. When we reach, it's because we want it. Reaching is born of desire, which is born of perceived worth. So we perceive that it is something good. We perceive that it is something beneficial, whether in the natural realm, in the spiritual realm. I want that. I then desire it, and then I begin to reach for it. Now, here's number eight. This is an important one. Reaching in the life of a believer requires both desire and faith. Faith in the Word of God. Faith in the promises of God. Faith that God will do what God has promised. Remember I told you about Barbara being on the chair. The door of the cupboard is open. The refrigerator sticks out a long ways, but the cupboard's only about this deep, and she's reaching. And her comment was, I need to be a little taller. Guess what will make you a little taller? Faith. It'll make you a little taller. So you can reach it. So you can grasp it. Even if in the natural, you might be a little too short. Faith will make the difference. Number nine. Reaching is a way of life for those that want to grow and move forward in God. Now, Paul kind of gave us, I'd kind of call this his manifesto, his personal one. Because he is very, very, very much in the first person here. He's talking about Paul, just Paul, not Timothy, not Silas, not any of his understudies, not anybody. He is giving a personal, what his personal desires are here, what his personal goals are here. And he says, in everything, there were things that I used to consider really, really important, and I used to really, really strain for them, and really, really used to reach for them. And now, so far as I'm concerned, they're basically garbage. Compared to the other thing I've discovered. Because of him, who would the him be there? That would be Jesus Christ. Because of him, I have suffered the loss of all things and consider them, this version, this is the Holman, by the way, filth, so that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own from the law, but one that is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. My goal is to know him. My goal is to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death. That's my goal. I want to know him. And in that vein, even though I don't consider myself to be all the way there yet, this is what I do. I forget what is behind. And that's just implied. Can you sing and whistle at the same time? Do you know anybody that can sing and whistle at the same time? My daddy said nobody could. And I have found that to be pretty much true. How can we be reaching forward until we have let go of what is behind? As we said earlier. So that's one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward. Reaching forward implies that I have forgotten what's behind. You can't do much about yesterday, can you? Now, if there's an apology to be had or something, fine, do it. But then move on. Reaching forward to what is ahead. And notice, it's in the what I call the present continuous tense. Now, I doubt if that you'll find that in any grammar book, but that's what I call it. Reaching. It's not just a one-day thing. It's not just a one-time thing. Reaching what? Forward. To what? To what is ahead. I pursue as my goal the prize. Oh, yes. And there is a prize awaiting us. Have you ever heard? Keep your eyes on the prize. That is what will keep you focused. That is what will keep you moving in the right direction. What would you like from the Lord this year? Now, there are some that might stand in the pulpit and say, now, if you want a Cadillac, just tell the Lord you want a Cadillac. Well, I wouldn't rule out that if you ask the Lord for the Cadillac, he might give you a Cadillac. But let me ask you this. Is a Cadillac really the best thing the Lord could give you? I don't think so. How about things like faith and love and forgiveness and caring and compassion and tenderness? That was in a passage we were reading this morning in the Sunday school class, and I said, those are things that come from the Lord. We don't necessarily have those in the natural, you know. What would you like? And then tell the Lord what it is and say, now, Lord, this year, I like Paul, I don't claim to be there. If I did, I wouldn't be making this prayer request, right? But Lord, as Paul said, help me to put what is past behind me. And this year, even if it's just this one thing, help me to reach forward in faith toward you. Now, if we really do that, do you think we may wind up actually owning it and having it from the Lord? Oh, I think so. Because my Bible, meaning the copy I have, whatever version it is, says that my Father delights in giving what? Good gifts to his children. We have not because we ask not. We have not because we reach not. Shall we pray? Father, we come today and we acknowledge that you're the keeper of the store. You're the one who has everything that we need. And you're just asking us as your children, just like our children do, they come and they stretch their hand out. Lord, you're asking us to reach. For a little more, you're asking us to reach for what we don't yet have, but it is ours in Christ. We just need to reach and lay hold of it by faith. Help us to do that. And help each of us here today to identify at least one thing, maybe hopefully just one thing, that is worthy, that is worthwhile, that is of you, that will enhance your name, that will enhance your gospel, that will enhance your presence in us as believers, and that then by faith daily we would reach for it. Help us to not dwell on the past, but to reach for what lies ahead, because you truly do have great things in store for those who love you and whose hearts are toward you. Your heart is certainly toward us. We're the ones who sometimes wander, but Lord, we want to have a heart for you. Help us to reach for the right things, and help us to do so in faith, and to do so continuously. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.